Effects of appetite in Israel's experience. Whenever their appetite was restricted, the Israelites were dissatisfied, and murmured and complained against Moses and Aaron, and against God. But God was proving his people. In order to develop what was in their hearts, he allowed them to pass through severe trials. When they failed, he brought them around to the same point again, trying them a little more closely and severely. In Egypt, their taste had become perverted. God designed to restore their appetite to a pure, healthy state, in order that they might enjoy the simple fruits that were given to Adam and Eve in Eden. He was about to establish them in a second Eden, a goodly land, where they might enjoy the fruits and grains that he would provide for them. He purposed to remove the feverish diet upon which they had subsisted in Egypt, for he wished them to be in perfect health and soundness when they entered the goodly land to which he was leading them, so that the surrounding heathen nations might be constrained to glorify the God of Israel, the God who had done so wonderful a work for his people. Unless the people who acknowledged him as the God of heaven were in perfect soundness of health, his name could not be glorified. If the Israelites had submitted to God's requirements, they would have had a healthy posterity. But they chose to follow their own way, walking after the imagination of their own hearts. They gratified their appetites and consulted their own tastes and wishes. As a result, the wilderness was strewn with their dead bodies. Of all the vast multitude that left Egypt, 600,000 mighty men of war, besides women and children, only 2 entered the promised land. Cost of disobedience. If all the teachings given by Christ when enshrouded in the pillar of cloud had been obeyed, the Jewish nation would have stood forth to glorify God above every nation and people upon the face of the earth. Jerusalem need not have been destroyed. But she disregarded the commandments of God, while professedly regarding them. Wilderness diet made Israel more manageable. If the Israelites had been given the diet to which they had been accustomed while in Egypt, they would have exhibited the unmanageable spirit that the world is exhibiting today. In the diet of men and women in this age there are included many things that the Lord would not have permitted the children of Israel to eat. The human family as it is today is an illustration of what the children of Israel would have been if God had allowed them to eat the food and follow the habits and customs of the Egyptians. Miracle preserved Sabbath. By a miracle God preserved the Sabbath law through the 40 years of wilderness wandering.